It was all about a Middle-earth adventure at the movies over the weekend.
Who did you tell about your quest beyond your kin?
No one.
Who did you tell?
No one, I swear. What in Dirty's name is going on?
You are being hunted.
Peter Jackson's The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, made it into first place at the box office, but it didn't do as well as expected. Joining us now live to talk more about it is WTOP's man in L.A., Alan Silverman, with the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service. So, Alan, first place for The Hobbit, but not as big an opening as they expected?
Yeah, Gene, it's sort of a good news, not so good news story for The Hobbit. It opened at number one, $84.6 million, which sets a new record for a December debut. The not so good news, those expectations were for a first weekend above $100 million. In fact, according to some predictions, $120 million. But there's also $138 million coming in from international venues. So with almost $250 million worldwide on its first weekend, pretty good start. Here in North America, exit polls show the crowd 57% male and 58% over age 25, the kind of audience most receptive to what star Martin Freeman describes as a classic tale of a reluctant hero, a guy named Bilbo Baggins.
He's literally a small guy who's thrust out into a huge world who manages to do the right thing most of the time. It's not a lesson, it's not a lecture to us, but there are interesting things to be drawn from that as a reader and hopefully as a viewer.
With an A+ cinema score rating from the opening weekend audiences, expect good word of mouth to keep The Hobbit's journey going through the holiday season and make people anxious for part two, because it is going to be a trilogy and that'll be opening this time next year. It was the only wide opener of the past weekend, but holdovers doing well include Rise of the Guardians at number two, the only family film really on the chart. Steven Spielberg's Lincoln rises to third place. The 007 adventure Skyfall is in fourth, and the imaginative Life of Pi gets its slice at number five.
And what can we look forward to opening this coming weekend?
Well, with the holiday shopping winding down, studios are counting on increasing traffic to the multiplexes. Five new wide openers this week, and it starts on Wednesday with The Guilt Trip. It stars Barbara Streisand as Seth Rogen's overprotective mother.
I thought it was interesting trying to be my son's friend versus a mother. And when it comes time to really say, you know, you disrespect me, you talk back to me, you don't honor what I say, you won't take my advice. It hit on all those things that I thought I could explore.
And they go on a road trip and hilarity ensues. It actually wins you over, I think, by the end of the movie. But Barbara Streisand, we haven't seen her acting for a while, and certainly not in a light comedy like this. If you prefer your comedy raunchy, though, and maybe not as funny, Judd Apatow's latest, This Is 40, it continues the story of Pete and Debbie, the couple first introduced in 2007's Knocked Up, played by Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann.
When you go and watch movies where couples are like perfect, which I hate, and then I leave the movie thinking that something's terribly wrong with me, you can leave this movie feeling like you're okay and something's terribly wrong with Pete and Debbie.
You know, a married couple that was dealing with things that married couples that we know and that we are deal with in a way that you don't see in movies all that much, but are realistic and heightened and funny.
And dirty. This Is 40 is rated R, very much R, for sexual content, crude humor, pervasive language, and some drug use. Talk about your holiday treat, right? But instead of sex jokes, how about deadly serious action? Tom Cruise stars as an ex-military sniper turned investigator, Jack Reacher, in a bullet-riddled action drama. It's rated PG-13, mainly for violence. On the gentler side, and for the family audience, definitely, Disney brings back its 2001 hit Monsters, Inc., this time in 3D. And in another limited release, the famous Canadian acrobatics troupe Cirque du Soleil is spotlighted in the filmed version of their World's Away show. So nothing with a real holiday theme, but there are going to be releases in the theaters for the holiday audience.
Great. Alan Silverman, WTOP's man in L.A. with the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service.